是，是 way of say recognizing what mammoth is. So basically, there's a Sutra Mahamudra, Tantra Mahamudra. で、タントラマムトラで、し、で、せ、クレライト。example and clear light meaning the two. So clear light, the extremely subtle level of your body, your mind has a gross mind, subtle mind, extremely subtle mind. Your body has a gross body, subtle body, extremely subtle body. So that, so the, so the, oh, so there's, there are three like this. So the extremely subtle mind is, it is to do the your extremely subtle mind, you see. So, through six yogas, naraba, so forth, you see. the whole thing that, you bring, see, the wind from the other channels to into the center channel, and then you see, abiding in the center channel and absorb. So three things, you see. So then, so the external signs, you see, is, you know, equalize the breathing equal, and see also the belly, you know, moving out, so not happening. So that those external signs happens when the wind enters in the channel, the enter and then abide and absorb, you see. So then to absorb the 25 absorptions, you see, to experience. See, so you see, during the life, that normally happens at the time of death. Time of death, for animals, for human beings, you see, those. it happens. So then the, so you. Then during that time, then you see 25 absorptions. Then say the absorption of the say four, so the five wisdoms of the five wisdoms, the absorptions of the four say skandhas, the aggregates and the elements. So things that you see, then the say. Then there's inner visions, you know. The inner visions happens, you know. Outer sign inner visions, and then the then this you see. Mind is this. So there's this white appearance. Rate increasing, near attainment, you see, dark, near attainment, dark, you see, dark, you see, appearance, you see. this thing happens. So during those times, you see, then, mind become much more, mind become subtle. And then the last one, you see, after that, then the clarity, the extremely subtle mind that appears after observing all the gross mind, you see. So, yeah, that. So, so you see, that mind, that mind has realized emptiness. So how about there's, you see, during that time, there's a the experience for bliss that happens, and the so the simultaneous born great bliss. So say that the mind realizes. So there's not directly seeing, you see. With the imaginary, you know, the conceptualization, the realizing this, you see, yeah, not directly seeing. So, so that's one clear example. So, as it happens at the time of death, then during the life through your message from the life, you see, oh, through meditation, that happens. They're able to see, you're able to functionable. Your chakra wind drops, and then you know, after that you achieve illusory body. That's an impure illusory body because there's still delusion there. Then after that you achieve the clear light, meaning that directly seeing emptiness. Mamudra, these two. Primordial mind, or there's different levels. You know. So anyway, so that's then you see, then by achieving this, then this directly ceases the defilements. You know, the disturbing thought of obscuration. Then you achieve you see, a pure illusory body. Then you see. Then after that, you see, then you see, after that, then you achieve the unification of the two, illusory body and the pure illusory body and the clear light, unify. That's the learning, that's the path of learning. Then as a result of that, then you achieve, you see, the normal learning, you see. So I still watch Dara, what they say, yeah. So the so anyway, that's a roughly you know, Tantra Mahamudra. So through the experience, you see, that. So then the course. And that, then for that one, you need to receive, to meditate on that, you need to receive the, initiation. Initiation granted by giving secret substance, you say. So, secret initiation. You need to receive secret initiation, highest tantra initiation, the mantra, secret initiation, you need to receive that. Only then you can meditate on this path, you know, this completion path of the highest tantra. Then the So to be implemented on unification, those things, you need to achieve the highest tantric initiation, the word initiation, the fourth initiation. To be able to maintain on the illusory body, to achieve that, you need to receive the highest tantric initiation, the wisdom initiation. So to build the potential, to bless your chakra, to achieve illusory body. So this, there's incredible things there. So the initiation there, to bless and then let this become functional for that, you need to receive, wisdom initiation, the secret initiation, which definitely plants seeds. The holy body, of the deity. Wisdom initiation, which definitely plants the seed to achieve the subhavakaya. Holy body of the nature, or truth body, it's called truth body, holy body of the nature. So then the word initiation, which definitely plans to achieve innovation, normal learning. So that's the goal to, that's the ultimate goal what to be achieved. So then all this all this is based on the first initiation, the vast initiation. You receive so that you are qualified to, you are suitable also maintain on the generation stage. And then which definitely plants seed in the mental continuum to achieve the result, the Nimanakaya, holy body of the transformation. So to be able to achieve those, clear-eyed, illusory body individuals, those paths, you need to have realization of generation stage. The generation stage is gross and subtle. So that, like that. So for that, then now, in order to have those realization, then you see, here I want to say, not possible to achieve clear light, illusory body, without having actualized bodhicitta. Without, you can have realization generation stage, but not the completion stage. The clear light, illusory body, and the unification, those things. The extremely subtle mind, And then directly, are undoubtedly cities. So. Directly same this. That is it. Through there, probably. So, so without bodhicitta, cannot. So then, otherwise, you'll be achieving enlightenment without bodhicitta. You know, you cease the defilements without bodhicitta. So, you're able to cease subtle defilements. No, gross as a subtle defilements, you know, gross defilements. They are arhatas, but the subtle defilements. Then you become Buddha without bodhicitta. You become Buddha without bodhicitta. So then they say, so it's like you know. That you can make ice cream without cream. you can make pizza. You can make pizza without flour. Pizza without flour. So, people like that. Pizza without flour. Anyway, so, yeah. Because unimaginable merits. See, like it's like fund. It's like you're going to, you know, $1 billion project. You need $1 billion. So, you're going to $1 billion project without $1 billion. That's not possible. See, so, so anyway, so, then with the with all that unbelievable, those unimaginable merits, with the support, then they are subtle mind. Every actual subtle mind, you have to say, cease the, you know, disturbance of obscuration. Then they, with that direct perception, they will cease subtle dependence, you see. So here, definitely you need support, see. You know, like $1 billion, the bodhicitta, that sport. so without that, cannot. You know. So the realization bodhicitta, not just meditation bodhicitta, realization. That not just good heart. You know, not just good heart. Actual realization bodhicitta, that that you say. As I like used example that you know, in the text explained, like others, you know, maybe other families, you know, brother, I mean, other, they see, you know, a child, say, this beloved child fell in fire, see. Then the other ten members of the, you know, brothers, I mean, other relatives, they wish the child to be, you know, to be free from the fire. but nobody goes down actually to get it, you know. So the father, in the text, the father, but it could be a mother also. But anyway, so it with that person, I said, father, usually the father, I guess, usually the father, I think, is just, you know, the running part, you see. you usually, I guess not all the time, but I think you usually see, you know. So anyway, so the father, you know, actually, he takes the responsibility and he just goes down to get the son, to get the son or the daughter with the child. Anyway, so here like that, so taking full responsibility on yourself completely, you know. So this Tibetan called Haksam, special attitude. I call it special attitude, but I don't know how the other translate, but the special attitude. The attitude taking responsibility on yourself. So then, then you see, oh yeah, oh, then go down. Yeah. But that, you know, with that, total determination, yourself go down to, you know, help, see. So that, so I was like that, 100% strong determination is used to liberate the sentient beings, you know, from the oceans of samsara sufferings, you know, and bring them in full enlightenment. So, say, this this is really amazing, really amazing achievement. You know, mental quality of mind. You know, this unbelievable. See, the power of mind. See, that that say. That's it. Did you have a look completion? Say, it will generate. Become a realization. See, actualize. You know. So, not just trying to think, not just putting effort to think, but here. I mean, of course, first is for a long time, you know, put effort to put things that way, but then gradually, as a thing, become a realization that you naturally, say naturally, say, spontaneously rising without any effort, no effort, just as a then after a long time is training mind, putting effort to train mind that, then your mind actually become that, you know. So you naturally, you sub spontaneously your mind in that experience, you know. Then say then to talk to us, say to each, you know, to say to that work, then talk to each other and talk to, oh, to achieve enlightenment, you see. So, this extraordinary, the principal consciousness, you know, there, which is a, which has these two intentions. Or two wishes, you see. seeking works for other sentient beings, and then oneself to achieve enlightenment. Seeking works for other sentient beings, and seeking, you see, enlightenment. So, oneself to achieve enlightenment. So then, with these two wishes, see, which is, five ways and similarities, you see. So, so bodhicitta. So this, you know, you feel, so for a long time, you see, you put effort, you see, to, you know, you put effort to feel this. That's I mean, at the very beginning, probably, you know, may not feel much. It depends on the individual person's, you see, karma. maybe sometimes just words, bodhicitta, you know, just teaching enlightenment for something, just words, you know. There's no feeling here, nothing. So then gradually, you know. So, see, on the basis of developing the previous, you know, the stages of meditation, you see, which leads to bodhicitta. So, yeah, so that. So the spontaneous arising, day and night, all the time. And I guess those who are bodhicitta, those who are bodhicitta, you know, when they see sentient being, we feel like that. See, animals or people, whatever you see, we feel this naturally to achieve enlightenment with them, you see, naturally, without any effort. See, spontaneously happening. Like that, you see. All the time, you see. Except when you are in the equipoise meditation emptiness, you know, except those times. that time you are actually, meditation or you actually experience that emptiness, you see. Yeah. Then in post-meditation, you see, right, then when you rise from that, then I get the bodhicitta, you see. So then again, before spontaneous, you know, arising. So anyway, so need this. This one is extremely essential. This should be our main project in this life. Actualizing bodhicitta, to achieve bodhicitta in this life. Then, if you have that goal, you know, all the time, then whatever you do, you will be doing for that. You know? If you have that goal in your heart, then whatever you do is here. You'll do, see, to help, to exercise that, see. So I think, now, now, bodhicitta realization, based on the realization, another realization, you see, like another say, like story of the houses, you see, that one depends, this one depends, this one, sort of that, you see, the renunciation, the determination to be free from. To be determination to be free from us. From the whole entire samsara. Including the cause, the karma, the action, the karma samsara, action, and the obscuring, disturbing attitude, the delusion, see, nyamangpa. So. disturbing attitude, disturbing to your own mental continuum, you see, instead of bringing peace, you know, it bring, I say, cause disturbance to our mental continuum. So that's the definition of delusion. That's the definition of delusion. But I added one more, obscuring. So I think, I thought, you see, in English, you know, so nyam mong ba, nyam mong. So the, it has that kind of feeling, nyam mong ba. So the deluding yourself is deluding yourself, you see. Obscuring yourself, you know, say, hallucinating yourself, you know. So that, I thought if you add the word, if you add one more word, obscuring, that's what it does to you, harm, great harm what it does to you, what it does, these delusions, what it does, what it, this delusion does to you, I mean, you see, not, cause obstacle, not allowing to, not letting to its liberation, you know, say, from the oceans of samsara suffering, you know, all the six realms suffering and cause karma and delusion, you see. Oh, so, not letting you to be free, free forever, the ultimate happiness. Everlasting happiness is not allowing. So, so by obscuring the mind, you know. So I think I think it's a great effect to the mind, a great effect to feel what delusion is. You know, what it is, what it does to you, what harm it gives to you. So I think that. So anyway, so by realizing how samsara is the nature of suffering, you know, samsara happiness, nature of suffering, see. Because it is nature of suffering, so that's why samsara pleasure of sleep, pleasure of the food, pleasure of whatever, pleasure of beach, you know, pleasure of what? the pleasure, you know, you know, you tie your hands with the wings, you tie your hands with the wings, then you jump from the cliffs, then you jump over the, you know, or do you jump from the airplane? What? Sky daddy. So yeah, you know, then you come out the airplane, and then it will hold hands. In the space, come out the plane, then it will hold hands. Sometimes you get dropped, you fall down. Anyway, so what's it called? Sky driving. Sky driving. Anyway, so so the as anyway. There are many things here. There are so many things in the West, you see. The one person did this one. He used himself as bullets. He used himself as a bullet, you know, shoot from here to the other side. I can't describe it exactly, but one person used himself as a bullet, artillery or something. So there's so many things. So anyway, all this. So many things. So as well as sexual pleasure and all that. All things in there. So because I don't know what the scientist says, but the teaching, the separate expand is why those pleasures doesn't last. It does not continue. You know? And doesn't, first of all, why it cannot increase? Why it cannot increase higher and higher? Or why it doesn't last even? You know? It does increase, but why can't last? Continue. Because it's nature of suffering. Because it's nature of suffering. One suffering, you see. Another suffering stopped, another suffering began. So, on that feeling, label pleasure. Here I'm describing why it is nature of suffering, how it is nature of suffering. In the Lamrim Chemo by Lama Tsongkhapa, in the great, you see, the commentary of the stages passing at Mandino, and that. By understanding this, then all the rest is the same. Once you look at and understand this example, all the rest is the same. You see, how to meditate, how to discover. I mentioned this. An example. They are used in Lama Chimba by Lama Tsongkhapa. After being burned, the body, see, and the sun, see, hot, and then your action. In essence, they mentioned, I just make one blah blah blah. Your action, your body be exposed in the sun, you stop that. The action, body being exposed in the sun, which compounds, hot soft feeling. You stop that action when you enter the water. You stop the action in there. So by stopping that action, then that suffering feeling hot, stopped. Then the action, next action, being the cold water, into the cold water, then that created the discomfort, the discomfort, But it is less. It's less. either unnoticeable or, using this example, but also others, either unnoticeable or little at the beginning. another action, compounded the another suffering. But by entering the cold water, compounded, the second suffering. But because it's little, the previous suffering, the other suffering, stopped. Then another suffering began. But the one is either unnoticeable or is there but unnoticeable or less. So that's the basis on you, what you call pleasure. You know? So therefore, it's not real. It's not real happiness. Not true happiness. Yeah. So, so you see, for the hallucinated mind, it appeared as pleasure, and believed, it appeared as pleasure to the hallucinated mind, not to the wisdom, but the hallucinated mind. Appeared pleasure, and then you see, then attachment is there. Now, so I will explain that, you know, so your mind, just get this idea. Your mind, you know, during that time, That feeling, your mind label pleasure, okay? Your mind merely imputed pleasure. And that appeared. After your mind merely imputed, then it appeared. before your mind labeled pleasure, there's no appearance. Appearance that this is a pleasure can never happen. Can never happen. Before your mind labeled, can never happen. Your mind has to label. Your mind has to label first. To appear this is a pleasure, first your mind has to label. your mind has to impute this pleasure. Even that is very subtle, extremely subtle. Merely imputed. So nothing exists from its own side. Therefore, nothing. Merely imputed. So there's nothing there from its own side. It exists. Nothing. So, then, after that, merely imputed with your belief. So then, then it appears, So when it appeared, the next second when it appeared back, the pleasure that your mind merely imputed, you see. Now, there is the hallucination. We have to understand. There's a big hallucination there. So, it is merely imputed, so it should appear back merely imputed, you see. You know? That's the reality. That's what it is. So it should appear back like that. But it doesn't appear to us in the, unless you are Buddha, you know? Or you are in the ego post meditation. You are Arya being, exalted being in the ego post meditation. So otherwise everything what appear to you, until you become Buddha, everything what appeared as the false. The false appearance. Until you become Buddha, unless when you become the Arya being, you know, the Hinayana, the lesser vehicle Arya being, who has the wisdom directly perceive emptiness in ego post meditation. not break time post meditation, but ego post meditation. See, that all when you become, or you become, you say fully enlightened means having purified the you know, the subtle defilement. See, the imprint left by the concept of true existence. Ignorance, you see. So the whole your whole entire world, I mean, I, action, object, you know, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problems, the whole thing. millimeter by your mind, then you see, after the me invitation, then you see this imprint, this negative imprint, the first second is the mind imputed, meaning imputed is the next second, this imprint, the imprint left by past ignorance, cover it, the true existence. So the whole entire, including your ideas merely imputed by mind. Merely imputed by mind, you see. Your eye, which does, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, all the activities, in the main name. Creating cause of happiness, creating cause of suffering. Experience happiness, experience suffering, all in the main name. So, the experience is the main name, actions the main name, done by, this I, which is a merely imputed, which is also merely imputed by mind. It's the existing main name. what I'm saying, right after that, the next second, the negative imprint, dualist view, project, dualist view is cover everything. Dualist view, project, inherently existent, So made everything real. Made everything real. Self, action, object. made everything real. So the ceiling, the lights, outside the trees, sky, about this, these mountains, Anyway, whatever you hear, everything, people look at everything, something real towards to you. All that is not true. The biggest hallucination. The largest hallucination. See, we're living in. Believe it's true. all this is true. All this really exists. True. The mere invitation. But then you might think, after I say this, you might think, maybe nothing exists. I'm not saying that. The mere imputation done on the valid base, which is also merely labeled by mind, valid base, but also merely labeled by mind, that exists. exist, but they don't exist from its own side. They exist, but do not exist from their own side. What appears to us, whatever we look at, whatever we listen, sound, whatever smell of the bathroom, or next person, smell, anyway, the smell or the, so everything real, so the sound from its own side, real, whatever sound, real, bad sound, real bad sound from it, real good sound from its side. So whatever smell, incense smell, or smell of groovy. Smell of gas. What's it called? Fart, yeah. Smell of incense, smell of fart, So anyway, what it was, it's something true, something real one from his own side, you see. Yeah. So, touch, you see. Touch. How do you experience? Soft from its own side. Soft from its own side. Not soft from your mind, but soft from there. Then you see. So something grows, the gross heart, not from your mind, but see something really true from your side. You see that. So, so all those are false. All those projected by the negative imprint, which is on the mental condition left by past ignorance. So made everything real. You see, after the mind merely imputed, in a second this wrong, this say hallucination, decorated that hallucination. Decorated on that. On that. On that means, for the second before, mind merely imputed this and that. On that mere imputation, mere name, mere imputation. So, see, they put this, you see, put this, say, put this, say, true existence. Decorated this true existence. As it mentioned, sadhana, the three purification, the hirugasana. So there, you see, particular term this used, decorated. And it's exactly how it is. Exactly. if you check, the evolution, how you evolution of your in your life, what is the truth, what is the false? You see? it's huge. So Mahamudra, I don't understand, but here, basic one, very basic Mahamudra there, how you are, you see, discovering, you see, in your life, the false view that you have, all this whole entire thing, your mind, your the eye, and body, mind, all these action, object, seeing, hearing, all this smell, tangible, see. So all this, so constantly mind, But then constantly this negative imprint left by past ignorance, you know, put this huge hallucination. You made everything real, see. So everything happening to you. So I was telling Mexico, just before some 2 weeks then, I came from Mexico, you see. Did a course there two weeks. So I was telling that time to people, you see, maybe this is getting to another subject, but anyway, it doesn't matter since I'm talking here. So what I was trying to say is that when you drive car in the road, you see, you see, let me remember. So anyway, so you see, oh, there's a red light, you know, stop. Oh, there's a green light, go, you see. I think maybe before the light, I must use another example. Because then use the light. I think this might be easier. One example, I mean, you know, you should mention that. It might be easier there. So, you see, or, I mean, I should say, when you were a child, or, you see, use that, you know, yeah, it might be easier. So the, school teacher or parents, whoever it is, you see, who's teaching you the first time ABCD, you know? Who's teaching you the ABCD first, very first time? So, on the paper or blackboard, draw, you see, you know, like this, you see. One line this way, one line this way, and like this. Okay? So, that time, what appearance do you have? You see, you don't have an appearance that this is A. That this is A, you don't have that. Because you're not taught yet. You see, drew there, which is going to be labeled A after. Okay. So, like this. So, you don't have an appearance, you don't see that this is A. You don't have an appearance, that this is A. Why? Because your mind hasn't labeled that this is A. Why? Because you're not taught yet. You see? You're not taught yet. Right, see? So you just see the line, you know, this. So all these things you don't have. Seeing that this air, appearing that this air, you see? And that's because your mind hasn't labeled it air with belief. So the next, when that, whoever the person, parents, or whoever, then you see, this is A. Then you believe. What that person said. Then your mind also label. Then your mind also, after that, you see your mind say, not only impute, but not only impute, but merely impute. Your mind. By following that person's, you see, what just told you. Yeah.